This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 479. For Thursday, July 16th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger in early morning trade. The November canola contract is up 230 at 480.30 per ton. The January contract is up 220 at 487.50 per ton. Relative strength in the Canadian dollar kept pressure on canola prices this morning. The dollar was around 73.9 U.S. cents. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Thursday morning. The soy complex has been higher following the weekly export sales report from the USDA. Last week, export sales totaled 313,000 tons for old crop, which was down by 67% from the previous week. New crop soybean sales totaled 767,000 tons, with purchases primarily made by China. This morning, the USDA announced two soybean export sales. China purchased 522,000 tons, and 351,000 tons were purchased by unknown destinations. Soybean cake and meal sales totaled 177,000 tons last week, which was 43% higher than the previous week. Soy oil sales totaled 5,700 tons. The August soybean contract is up 7 cents at $8.93 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about 4-tenths of a cent at 29.2 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $1.20 at $287 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly higher on Thursday morning. Last week, corn export sales totaled 981,000 tons for old crop, which was a significant increase from the prior four-week average. New crop corn sales totaled just over 1 million tons. The September contract is up by 2.5 cents at $3.29 per bushel. Wheat futures were weaker on Thursday. Export sales for old crop wheat totaled 764,000 tons, which was a marketing year high. New crop sales totaled 641,000 tons, which was 50% higher than the week prior. Chicago September is down by 6.5 cents at $5.44 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is down 4.5 cents at $4.54. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 6.5 cents at $5.20 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 16th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.